When Simin Shin Chav Ches, let us again start from Sif Mem Ches. Also, Laniach Beged Al Maka Sheyetze Mimenu Dom. A person is not permitted to put a beged on a wound that dom, the blood is coming out of it. Mibnei shahadom yitzba oisai. Because the blood will color the beged, even though it's a mekalkel, but one should not do this. And we learned yesterday, b'mokei matchak, one could be soimach on the mekilim, that it's derech lichluch, the sole purpose is he wants to clean up the blood, so one could be mekels. But we mentioned yesterday, it is preferable not to put a beged on the wound, it's preferable to put a gauze pad, a band-aid, or paper, which is aimed to be thrown away. So this is much more preferable than a beged. Va'osa lahitzi dam mehamakim. Now the Mechaber is telling us a second halacha, that one is not permitted to take out, if you have a wound, one is not permitted to squeeze out blood from the makeh. And let us see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkoton Kuf Mem Zayin. This is a second inyan. This is not connected to the first halacha we had learned. The first halacha was Negeya, coloring a beged. Here, the second halacha is to take out blood from the makeh. The hainu sha'asa lidchoik biyodov al hamakeh. One is not permitted to put pressure on the wound. Kidei lahitzi dam, in order to make that blood should come out. Oi, or a second oifen, shekoirech ezer dovor ala makim. Well, let's say he is tying something on the makeh, afilu bedovo de lespe mishum tzviye, even though there's no problem of coloring, but he is going to tighten it, and this is going to cause that blood is going to come out of the makeh. So this is a issa of chavola. Let's move up to yesterday. V'yesh shesoivrim. Now others hold, duhu adin im meiniach al hamako dovor shemoyshech lecho vidam. If he's going to put an ointment on the makeh, and the purpose of this ointment is that it pulls out from the makeh pus blood, it draws out from the makeh dam. Kegain tsukzal b'chiyotibas. And this was a type of an ointment that you put it on a wound, it drew out blood. Gamkein havi meloche diyeraise. So this is a meloche diyeraise. Kivin shenishkaven loze. Since that is his intent. Now, we are going to learn two halachas, and we have to appreciate the chiddush of these two halachas. Now, we know by Shabbos, there are lametes melachas, But in order to be over the Lamed Tes Malachas, a person has to do something. He does a Malacha. Here we're speaking about the Malacha of Chayvel, of Netilas Neshama. He's taking out blood, so he has to do a pool of taking out blood. He's squeezing a wound, and that is causing the blood to come out. That is called Chayvel. That we understand very well. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, Amayre de Kechidish. He put an ointment on the wound, and the ointment will draw out the blood. Fine. So he says, could be, this is also min ha-Torah. That means that Scrody was Machal or Shabbos. Now, we have to understand this. What?
Shabbos?
Sikreish is when I do something, and from what I did, something will come out. That means, no, but here, that means like this. If I pull a chair, and from pulling the chair will make a groove in the ground, so it's called that even though I didn't have an intent to make the groove, but I'm making the groove. But that's very good, because I'm doing it. I'm pulling the chair. By pulling the chair, I'm making a groove. That's called a synchrasis. Even though I don't have an intent to make a groove, but since this will automatically come out from my actions of skill, I was mechaven to do that also. But I did it. I pulled the chair. Here, all I did, I put the ointment. What's pulling out the blood? The ointment is pulling out the blood, not me. And here he says there's a smorit, which is called a little further, that could be, it's also min ha-Torah. Ba'al kol ponim, then he says, this is debatable, if it's also min ha-Torah. Or ba'isa, ba'vada yesh, tzicha nisa, tzicha also min ha-Rabbona. Fine. Now let's go a little further, we'll come back to this. Hamidabek Sheretz Aluke. Sheretz Aluke is a leech. A person, we are Mishnah Berurah Shin Chav Ches, the Mishnah Berurah is Tzivkotn Kuf Mem Zayin. Kuf Mem Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah. Hamidabek, a person takes a Sheretz Aluke, a leech. Shetim Tzayt Stam. And he puts this leech on his body, and this leech is going to suck out the blood. Mitzadeh Amogin Avram, the Yesh Chiyuv Bozeh, that there's a Chiyuv min ha-Torah that's called that I was Mechalo Shabbos. Ra'al Kain, also, b'chol ze l'kula alme, lasis aide Yisrael l'chole she'ein b'isa kone. But he says, so if it's also min ha-Torah, so memele, so he's not allowed to do it, for chole she'ein b'isa kone, ela yide eini Yehudi. Now, so we have to understand these two halachas, which are meiridike chidushim. We have to appreciate them. I'm putting a salve, an ointment on a wound, and the salve draws out blood. Or I put a leech on my body, and the leech sucks out the blood. So I'm chayiv. So this is meiridike mechudushik. The Evan Ha'iza wants to say, there's a Gemara, the Masechtas Baba Kama, the Gemara says that the one of the Lamed Tes Melachas is Zoyre. What is the Melach of Zoyre? Winnowing. That a person takes, he takes Tvuah and he throws it into the air, and the wind that blows separates the husks from the kernels, and that's one of the Lamed Tes Melachos. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, what did I do? Did I separate it? No. The wind did it. The wind? So, So the Gemara says, but he's hired. So the Gemara says, by Meleches Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves Oscha Torah. If you are using a different force, I'm not doing it by myself, but that's how it is done. That means by throwing fluid to the wind, and the wind will separate the husks from the kernels, and that is my intent. So, Meleches Machsheves Oscha Torah, so I am responsible for what the wind did, since I knew that the wind is going to do it, and that is my intent, so it's considered Kehilu, I did it. So therefore, the Avenoizer says, so if I take a leech, and I put a leech on the skin, or I take an ointment and put an ointment on the skin, that is my intent, that it should draw out the blood, and it will draw out the blood, so I'm responsible for this also. So that's in this child that this can be also in a title.
But if you don't have room to breathe,
what?
If you don't.
So now it's like this. So if in any way you could prevent infection by putting iodine on the wound or something else, that is permissible. So I'm not being the Chilul Shabbos. There's no Chilul Shabbos. Here there is a Chilul Shabbos D'oraisa. There's a Chilul Shabbos D'oraisa. So now we have to medically find out if it is necessary, if that's the only way to prevent infection. If that would be the only way to prevent infection, then you would be right. So it's a konas nefoshes. But if this is not the only, he fell and there's dirt there and everything, so he can put peroxide, I can do other things to clean out the wound. But to do such a pu'ula, to pull out, or he'll put an antibiotic ointment on it, which is a refuah. These are all these surim derabanan, which would be permissible, let's say, in the asylum of an infection. But al kaponim, to do a malach in the eraisa, this one has to know if this is necessary. I mean, that we're speaking about a malach in the eraisa over here. So that is the shayla, if this is necessary. Now, further, so we just said you're not allowed to extract blood. This is a malach in the eraisa. Elaydeni Yudi, do it through a guy. Hamoitseitz dam bepiv mina chabure. Let's say he has a sore in his mouth and he wants to suck out the blood. It's also chayim. Chenosa litzeitz dam bein hashinayim. So he's not permitted to suck out this blood between his teeth. He's not allowed to suck it out, to extract it. We're kuf mem ches. We're up to the mishmura shin chof ches, kuf mem ches. Now, but before we see kuf mem ches, let us go back to the mahaba. That's where we're up to. Lechein, we had learned yesterday that one should not take a beged and put it on. One should not take a beged and put it on a wound because he is dying the beged. Lechein, so what does one do if he has a wound that the blood is running? So there's an answer. Yesh lirchoitz hamake b'mayim. So I can go and wash if the water is, if the blood is running from a wound. So first wash it off. Oy b'yayin t'chila lahavir dam shebemake. We are shin chof ches. The middle of Sif Mem Ches. So he should wash the wound. So the shaila is, if washing the wound will take care that there's no more blood coming out, is gewaldig. If others say if the washing will not help, but so later it's called a gromim. That means blood comes out later. So that's called, I was only a grommet to say veya. That means it's a mechalkel in the garment. That means now there's no blood there. I washed it off. So I put something on it, put a beged on it. And in 5 minutes, the blood is going to come out again. So this is what he called a garment, which would be permissible. V'yesh oimrim, others say, they're, now the Mechaber is involved in this problem. Again, we mentioned yesterday that a gauze pad, a tissue would solve all problems. There's no shailam seveya. But this, it seems, was not available in the times of the Mechaber. So all, the only thing they had to cover the market was a beged. So beged is a shailam seveya. V'yesh oimrim, others say, shekeirech, it's very interesting. They used to take spider webs and cover the maca completely with the spider webs. And over the spider webs, and the spider webs made sure that the blood should not go through the spider webs. That means that blocked. That blocked the dam from coloring the beged. So they cover the blood and the whole sore, the whole wound. And then over the spider web, he puts a shmat over it, and the shmat will not get stained with blood because the spider web is covering the wound and the blood. Lachen, yes, let us see now the Mishnah Berurah Siv Kod Kuf Memches Atkilas Asif Koi. This is going on the beginning of the Siv. You should wash off the blood. You shouldn't stain the beged out severs. V'yesh oimrim shekoyrech. V'yesh yosef mekakpek bozem. Mishum de merape, it seems the spider webs had a koyach to be merape the wound. So the Beishay said with a shaylan, if this is permissible. Yeah, the fuhis are also, we're speaking about someone who's not nofal mishkov, so therefore, he only said it b'shem yeshayimrim. Ababali yarabe, b'shem abushayon, d'mahem b'teis v'shabes, mitzadet lahokl, it seems it's not merape. So mamela, this is permissible. Sif memtes. Also, Lossum Pisilo Befi Atabas Kidberer Shenoigim Lasois Lemi Shohu Otso Elim Kain Yosim Oiso Bishinui Shechezeno Bishtei Etzba Oisov Viani Heno Binachas. In order to understand this halachim. Before this halachim, that says as follows: it says that a person is not permitted. There was a procedure where a person had difficulties in making gedolim lasis tzorachov, so there was an item. Let us just see for 1 minute. Simen shin yud beis siv zayin. Let us just go back for 1 minute, and we'll understand our halachim. Hoya shin yud beis siv zayin. Let's go back. Hoya tzorich l'nekavov. A person feels he has to make gedolim. Ve'ena yochel liponais. And he has difficulties. He can't make gedolim. He feels he has to make, and he can't make. So the refuah is למשמש בפי הטבס, שממשמש שום בצריר והנקב נפתח. That means he used to take small stones and he used to put it in the rectal area and put it in and put it out. And somehow this enabled him, this gave him an urge that he was able to make gdolim. That was the normal procedure that they used to do. So the Mechaber says, Lo yemashmesh b'shabes kederech shememashmesh b'chol. So he should not do in Shabbos what he normally does during the week. And what does this mean? Da'ainu she'oiches hatzroir b'chol hayad. He used to take a small stone, and he used to inject it in the rectal area, mishum hashoras limen, because he used to put it in, take it out, put it in, and take it out. And this gave him an urge to make. Now, this pool of putting it in and taking it out, it was successful for what he wanted to accomplish, but by doing this, he could tear off some hairs which are growing in that area. So he's chayim al stylish. So that's what the Mechaber was concerned about. So he should not do what he normally does. Da'ainu she'oiches hatzroir b'chol hayad. That means he holds the stone with his whole hand. He has complete control of the stone, and he puts it in and out, in and out. And by doing this, he might tear off some hairs which are growing there. So memele he's chayim al stylish. Elo memashmish kelaacher yad, dainu sheyoyches atzroir b'shtei etzboisom umemashmish. He should only hold the tzroir, not with his whole hand, with two fingers. And since he's holding it batlonish, he doesn't have a secure grip on the stone, he's only, so memele, he will not, this mishmush is done binachas, and it will not tear off any saris. That is, will not tear off any hairs in that area, and that's mutter. That is the halacha, that is halacha and shinyud beis. That means Chazal held this pool of putting it in and taking it out, putting it in and taking it out, would this eventually tear some saris, which is a chilul Shabbos. And it's a psikreisha. Is it going to happen? So Mamela Chazal said, you know what you do? You hold it with two fingers. So Mamela, you don't have a secure grip on it. So when you put it in and you put it out, everything is benachas. So then it's not a psikreisha that you will tear out hairs. Now, this is speaking about a stone. Now, a stone is a hard substance, and a stone, if doing this mishmash with a stone, it's very natural to assume he will be oikir saris. He will tear out hairs through this pu'ule. Now, that's the Simen Shin Yud Beis. In Saif Simen Shin Chav Ches, we are speaking about a psile. Now, a psile, Bisman the Mechaber meant that a person had something similar, but it wasn't as hard as a stone. It was soft. it was made out of fat or made out of something else. That means it was a softer material. And they, again, he put this in and out to, in order he should be able to have an urge to make. This is, so we are speaking about a different material. That's what we are speaking about. So now the shaila is, do I have to be afraid? Since this is a softer material, do I have to be afraid that there will also be tlishes aris, he might come and tear out some hairs in that area? That is the, so let it, now let us again see the mechaber. So the mechaber says, also, you're not allowed to. Also, losim psilo b'fiat habas, if a person is constipated, so he's not allowed to put a psile, which is some sort of a suppository, which was Bisman of the Mahabal, was made out of a softer material. Elim came, you have to do the same thing that was done there. Elim ken yosim oisei bishina, you should not have a secure grip on this suppository. You should hold it with two fingers. Shezenu b'shteyetz bo'isof yanihena b'nachas. And if he does this, so it is not a secretion that saris, that his will be torn, and therefore this is permissible. There's no shilu Shabbos. That is what the mechaber is telling us. So the mechaber was mechadish not only the way we said in Shin Yud Beis, a son is also, and you have to do this eitzah to ensure that no saris will come out. A psile, this type of suppository is also, unless you do the same thing, you hold it with two fingers, so you have, you're not holding it securely, so therefore, the pula that you are doing is not a psikereshe, then you will tear hairs. That is what the mechaber is saying. Now let us see. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Losum v'choskeim. Yeah. So, God, before we go further, the Bir Halacha at the end of the Bir Halacha, he has a problem with this Halacha. He says, Mishloime, a stone is a hard material, so it could be a substitution. So there we said that we're not allowed to do it unless you hold it, and you do it benachas. But Silohu Davarach, It's soft. It's not a psikreisha. So why is this necessary? And he says, maybe since one is doing it, kaseda, up and down, in and out, it's also psikreisha. Here's a problem to understand this halacha, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, could be it's also psikreisha. So Mamela, that is why, that's the reason of this halacha. Now, Lossum, the Choshkein, the also Lossum Christia. Now, a Christia is what we call an enemy. One is not permitted to make an enemy on Shabbos. Even though the enema was prepared erev Shabbos, was there also afilu al yedei shinui? Here, even though I'll hold it, I'll put it in with a shinui, I'm not holding it, this will also be also mzeire mishum shchikas samamonim. Now this is a refuah. So now the Mishnah Berurah is telling us as follows. And let us just elaborate on what he's saying here. We just learned to take a suppository, which we're speaking about, a suppository Bisman the Mechaber, one is not to put in, permitted to hold the suppository securely and put it in and out, because this is a problem of he might come to tear out hairs. So Mamela, that's also. So this is an issue of he might come to do, and in this pool, he might come to do a malacha of Geizeis. So it is also to do, unless he does it gently. Right? That is this halacha. Now, when one takes an enema, there is a new problem. There's a problem of refuah. Refuahs are also in Shabbos, unless, we're not talking about it, unless he's a chayle shem b'sakona nofal l'mishkav, he has terrible cramps, he shall be constipated, and if he falls into that category, then refuahs are mutter. But we are speaking about, he's not up to that. It's not up to that. So there's a kasha of the mishkav, the bir aloche. The bir aloche asks Akasha, he doesn't understand, how do you draw the line to put in the, I want to accomplish one thing. I want to accomplish that this person should be able to make his problems. He's constipated, he can't make. So there were two aces how to accomplish this. One aces was with a psila. This was this psila. And by this age, no one spoke about the fuis. There's no problem of the fuis. The whole problem is a problem of some hairs might fall out, but torn out. That was the whole problem. When we come to an enema, then all of a sudden we have no problem over here. In most cases, the accomplishment is one. They should be able to make. He's constipated. Without this, he can't make. In these pools, either the psila or the enema is enabling him to make. An enema is called a refua, and the psila is not called a refua. So the Biralach blames by itself. He doesn't understand how you differentiate this. There's Agavuche, there's Amurdike Kule from the Das Teirem, from the Marsham. The Marsham says if you make an enema from pure water, that's not a refuah. That doesn't fall together before. An enema we're speaking about, that the liquid that you're putting in is either is medicated or there's substance, that there are pools that's called a refuah. Plain water you want to say is not a refuah. But this is al kaponim, the dion, what the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about. Oh, but there also, see, speaking about an enema, but there also a fellow while you're there, Shinoi, Zayna Mishim Shaikis Hamamonim. Here is a problem of the fuis. Imloi Bechoyle, I'm Shein Boi Sakone. Unless you're Bechoyle Shein Boi Sakone, that means he's not full of Mishka, he has terrible cramps, and he can't function. So he would have to put in the enema through a shinui v'yizor shloyovi lidei melocha d'iraisa. You should be careful, you shouldn't do a melocha d'iraisa. Agav Urche, the Ktsois HaShulchan speaks about Bismaneinu, there are different types of enemas. There is an enema that you buy, a fleet enema, everything is put together, you just use it. That's one thing. There are other enemas that there's like a receptacle that holds water, and then there is a type of a nozzle that goes into the goof. And you screw on the nozzle to the receptacle. And this, he has a whole shaila of this could be an issa deraisa, of screwing on the nozzle. We had learned already about screwing on, there's certain kalim that if you put them together by screwing them on, that could be a shaila of a deraisa. So this is what he mentions. He mentions this could be a shaila. Okay, but so a bottle cap is something that we learned about this. A bottle cap is not oimed to remain. You put it on, you take it off. So therefore, it is not considered you're making a keli. The keli can only be used when you take it off. So you're just putting it on, you take it off. That is not close. But if I'm creating something, that means this is going to be there. This is going to be attached to the enemy. It's going to be there already. You don't take it on and off. No, this remains on already. So this is not so bullshit. This is fine. Al koponim. This is the same child by women who use a douche. It's also the same child of say screwed on. The screwing on can be problematic. Now, a second in. It seems their enemies used to be made, they used to mix together oil and water. So you shouldn't mix it. Mixing is an over the chil. You should pour everything into the keli. Don't mix it up with the oil and the water. Pour everything in. The Tav Lassus Akul Aydei Nihudi Emepshem. So the Pesach Shulchan wants to say, because it's very hard to make a shinui. It's not so poshut to make a shinui, and you have to make a shinui. So it's not so poshut. Psila. Now, we're talking about a psila. Agavuche, Rav Shlomo Zalman Obach says, what they are talking about is not negeyos. We have suppositories that You don't put it in and take it out. It doesn't work that way. It goes into the body, and that alone accomplishes an urge to make. So then the only shail is of the food. There's no shail by Yosef Asharas Nimin. So Memele, so if there's a head of the food, he's permitted to put it in. Psila Asuye Mechelev. Now this psila was made out of fat, a boiris, or soap. I'm in the yol or paper. V'sharei dvorim. V'tam isurim. Why is a psila osa? V'shum da'aydi de memashme shom kama po'amim. Since this worked by putting it in and taking it out, putting it in, taking it out. L'hachne saloitzi. So by doing this, he will tear out one hair, and that's called a psik. That is equivalent to a psikreishet. That's also. But if you put it in gently, so you won't come to taking out a hair. The Rivosh spoke about girls brushing out the hair in Shabbos. So he said, he says, when you brush out your hair, so after you brush out your hair, after one stroke of the brush, you don't become bald. So, l'chayre, you should say, every inch, will I become bald? Well, I won't become, well, take out of hair, I won't take out of hair. So, m'soma, you could assume you won't take out of hair. But, the brush says, but you have to look at the whole procedure. When you brush out your hair, that's 20 strokes. After 20 strokes, you can be assured one hair will fall out. That's all we need. So therefore, Chazal asked us to brush out the hair because from 20 strokes, if one hair will fall out, that's also. That's, we don't need more than that, Rosh Hashanah. So that's what he's saying over here. This thing, this sealer that was put in and taken out and put in and taken out, doing it for 20 times, one hair, we can assume, will somehow tear. So maybe that's awesome. But if he does it, b'nachas, v'yomi deis elidei eshores nimen. Kosa v'chai yodam, d'chol zeh imoya apsila asuya merib Shabbos. That means this suppository was made erib Shabbos. So now the whole shayla is of eshores nimen, of tearing out of here. So if he does it, he holds it, b'roshi etz boisov, there's no problem. Amolases b'Shabbos apsila anal. But if he wants to make it in Shabbos, that means he's going to take some paper and crumple together the paper to make something similar to this suppository, and then he's going to use the paper. Afilu hu oisim in the yol, he's making it out of paper. Shetoyrech oisoy, he wraps it around, umaksho isoyne, makes it like a psila. Yes, boy, isa de raisa mishumake bepapi. So he says, this is called, I'm making a keli. I made a psila. This is called, I created something. But to make this psila, it is awesome. I saw something very interesting. Ktsois HaShulchan, the Ktsois HaShulchan wants to be chaylik on the Chayei Adam. A very interesting Ktsois HaShulchan. The Ktsois HaShulchan says, he found a Prima Godem in Hilchus Yontif. The Prima Godem says, they used to smoke on Yontif. Prima Godem used to smoke on Yontif. So he said, well, everyone smokes. So Bismani was a Dabar Shavu L'chol Nefesh. So, you're allowed to smoke. But you didn't buy a pack of cigarettes. You made your own cigarettes. Look at the Prima Godem. So, how do you make the cigarettes? So, he said, you have to cut paper from before Shabbos. You can't cut the paper in Shabbos. That's a shayla of kereh. No. He said, cut it before Yom Tov. I mean, you may have cut paper before Yom Tov. And then you put in the tobacco in it and you wrap it around. You smoke. So the Ktsois HaShulchan is and Shuldik. But you have the cut paper, but you're making a cigarette. So why isn't that called Makim B'Patish? He asks this on the Prima Godem. So he says, from the Prima Godem, we see a Moyodik HaChidush. What's going to be with this cigarette? I made something. It's going to get burnt. I mean, it's not something that's going to remain. It's made to be destroyed. So he says, a Moyodik HaChidush, that is not called Makim B'Patish. So therefore he says, this sealer, it was made and it was used and it was thrown away. It was not used again. So he wants to be chaylik on the Chayei Adam. The Chayei Adam says it's a melacha d'oraisa to make the thick paper and to wrap it around to get it to make this psilim. So he wants to say it's only us midrabbanan. But if you take it from food, you'll make a type of psila out of food. There's no issa of tikkun keli. Now let us start Shin Chof Tes. Kol pikuach nefesh doiche Shabbos. Kuz nefesh doiche Shabbos. Vazoris, and if a person is quick in avoiding pikuach nefesh, areza mishubach. If he's doing a gewaldig kizach, afilu, nafilo dleike b'chotzer acheres. There are two chatzeres, two yards. In my next-door neighbor's yard, there's a fire burning. V'yore, but he's afraid the fires travel. Shetavoyer, that the fire will go over, l'chotzozu. V'yovoy lidei sakone, and it might bring to a sakone. We'll see what the sakone is. Mechabin kidei sheloitavoyer. So I don't wait till it comes into my chutz. I go into his chutz, and I extinguish the flame.
I put it out.
Ayin.
Anyone?
Yeah. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Lidei sakone. Kigoin. What's the sakone? The ike shom choylim oikanim. That means in my house there are sick people or small children. She'enom yecholim lebroich. If the fire is going to get out of hand, they will not be able to escape the fire. So memele, that's called a sakana. So that's going to be the storm. That's a hemsed moment. Here we're talking about the kuach nefesh. He brings down from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, "Al pi roiv, yesh b'sreifa sofik b'kuach nefesh." He says, "If you have a fire burning, there's a sofik. It could someone ever get burned." Muta. So if there's no goy around, a yid is allowed to extinguish it. Muti so lechaboy sebatzme al sofik because now it's called al piroim. There's a sofik. Ele im kein hu batuach shein sak. Unless he knows clearly that there's no sakonis nefoshes, then that's a kind of nefoshes. So mameli not allowed to. But he says, but not knowing, one can assume that there's a din of Sofik pikuach nefoshes, which one is permitted to be mechalo Shabbos. And here he brings down from Reb Nissen Karelitz, if you have houses which are mamish one next to the other and funnels start burning, it'll be a wildfire. I mean, it's as if a kreva has a din of a sakona. So it's a mechavin, so it says you're allowed to extinguish it. The fire is in my neighbor's chotzer, vuadin the shori lahapsik bekelim shel matris abikliheres malei mayim, afilu tzorich lovi akelim derech shusaram dika harbe yisurim. That means, let's say that I want to prevent the fire to come to my chotzer, so I'll take 20 barrels full of water, and I'll put them. I'll make a barrier from them in front of the flame, so when the flame will hit these barrels, so the water will come out and extinguish it. But I don't have these barrels. I have to carry them on the Rishus HaRabim. So he says, that's also, if that's the way, if the way you'll extinguish the flame is by carrying 20 barrels in the Rishus HaRabim, so it's you have a head of because nefoshes. What? If you have a fire department, it's gewaldig. Kosev Amogin Avrom. Now, this is, we have a very interesting shiloh over here. Im yochel lahatzel es achoyle v'kotn lisa oisom derech reshus harabim. That means I have here, it's a shayla in my house. My house might get burned, and another house is not negeya. In my house, there's a achoyle or a kotn. So I have two alternatives. I can carry the achoyle out of the house through a Rishus HaRabim, and then there's no shayla pikuach nefoshes, or I can extinguish the flame. Now, let us just look. Let's weigh the two options. If you extinguish a flame, that's a isa, it's a meloche shein tzricha legufa, I don't need the coals, it's also midrabanan. If I carry in a Rishus HaRabim, That's the salam of the ice. So now, with the it's not nice, it's atzmai. It's talking about their chaylam, it's not nice, it's atzmai. Cross of a mogen abrom. In yochel atzos a chaylam, it caught lisa isam dachishu sarabim. He can carry them. Af al pi kain, mutav lechabais, vayhavi ki meloche shen tzchisa leguva da potra lo. Ma shen kein lava derche shusa rabim, da harbe poiskim soibrim de gambis maneinu yeslonu reshusa rabim. So the Mogen Avrom said it's a machlekes, if we have a reshusa rabim. Others hold we don't have a reshusa rabim because you need 600,000 people passing by each day. We don't have a Rishus Aram, but others hold we do have a Rishus Aram. You don't need 600,000 people. There's a machloikis. So to carry a choyle in a Rishus Aram is a suffix is a neiraise. To extinguish a flame is a kibui, which is, I don't need the coals, is also in the Rabbanon. So the Mogen Avrom says, so if you have an option, extinguish the flame and don't carry. That is what the Mogen Avrom says. V'chaye odom, v'chlal ha-bor, kosom do ledate mutav, lava derche shusarabe, mishe yechabe. V'chaye odom says, he holds the other way around. We can assume we don't have a reshusarabe. And some emailers, so we don't have a reshusarabe, so it's only a carmelis. Kibui is a maloche d'yeraise that I'm not doing. It's ain't srichel legufe. So a maloche d'yeraise, which is also made a Rabbanon, is more homo than carrying in the Carmelis. What? Oh, so carrying is a Meloche de Rabbanon. Kibui is a Meloche de Eraise, but I'm not doing it with Seirech Gufoi. So the Hayodom says that it's more Chomo Kibui than the Swimimimei, Mordika Machloikis, between the Hayodom and the Mogen Avrom.
Hold on, this.